WMRA News, I'm Bob Levekin. Robert E. Lee High School in Stanton will get a new name. We don't know what yet, but it will no longer be named after the Confederacy's commanding general. A woman from Guatemala seeks sanctuary in a church in Charlottesville. And former Republican leader Eric Cantor pays a visit to JMU. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 9th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Stanton's public high school will no longer be named after the Confederacy's commanding general. The news leader reports that in a 4-2 vote Monday night, the Stanton City School Board voted to change the name from Robert E. Lee High School. Board member Kenneth Venable, great-great-great-grandson of Virginia slaves, made the motion to remove the name. The motion included language so that the name could not be changed to any variation of Robert E. Lee High School. The issue has divided Stanton residents for months, with yard signs around town expressing support for or opposition to changing the school's name. The school board will select a new name after further input from the community. Some residents favor changing back to the school's original name, Stanton High School. A motorcyclist died in a collision with a tractor trailer early Monday morning in Harrisonburg. WHSV-TV reports that the accident caused fire crews to shut down the northbound lanes of Interstate 81 at mile marker 245 for several hours, beginning around 4 a.m. The tractor trailer came to a rest, blocking both northbound lanes near Harrisonburg's Port Republic Road exit. Virginia State Police continue to investigate the crash. Maria Chavalon is from a persecuted ethnic group in Guatemala. She fled to the U.S. in 2015. Now, ICE is pressuring her to buy a ticket back to Guatemala, but she is pleading her case in court and seeking sanctuary in a church in Charlottesville. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini attended her press conference yesterday.
Maria Chavalon is not alone. That was the rallying cry yesterday at the Wesley Memorial United Methodist Church in Charlottesville, where she asked for sanctuary. Indeed, ICE has ordered her to go back to Guatemala without even giving her a chance to claim asylum. Here's her attorney, Alina Kilpatrick, explaining the situation.
Maria did not receive notice of her court date. She actually has a really good case for asylum, but she hasn't been able to present that case for asylum because ICE neglected to put a date and time on her notice to appear, as is required by law. We are here because of the legislated racism that is the Immigration and Nationality Act. I am here to stand up to this administration and do everything I can within the law and fight them and lob at them everything possible until Maria and all of my other clients are safe and free.
This press conference took place yesterday on Columbus Day. Maria Chavalan, through the help of translator Flor Lopez, said a few words as well.
Yo no me siento inmigrante de mi continente.
I don't feel like an immigrant in my own continent.
Sí, porque mis ancestros son de este continente.
All my ancestors are from this continent.
Sí. Hace muchos años.
Many years ago.
Pues cuando vinieron los emigrantes de otros lados.
When the colonizers came from other places.
Nosotros.
We.
Les dimos la bienvenida.
We received them and welcomed them.
Sí, por eso. Yo solo vine a Estados Unidos.
So I came here to United States.
Porque me sentía insegura en mi país.
Because I was not feeling safe in my country.
For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.
Hurricane Michael has gained strength overnight and is on track to come ashore in the Florida Panhandle on Wednesday, bringing high winds and up to a foot of rain. The fast-moving storm is expected to impact Virginia around Thursday evening. Charles Fishburne from our partner station WCVE reports.
Mike Montefusco, the National Weather Service at Wakefield, says we can expect 2 to 3 inches here, heavier along the coast. And after that, a major change in the weather.
Certainly for Central Virginia, bear in mind that we are looking at the potential for some rainfall as we get into Thursday night. And then beyond the system as it moves out, as it slides offshore Friday into Friday night, we are looking for sharply cooler air to move into the area. Actual fall-like temperatures are expected as we get into the weekend and into early next week.
Michael could still change course, but has not overnight, with winds now 90 miles an hour plus. Florida's governor has declared a state of emergency for 35 counties. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
Following the United Nations' recent report on climate change, the issue was a hot topic at a debate Monday night between the two candidates in Virginia's 5th District. Virginia Public Radio's Nick Gilmore reports.
Republican Denver Riggleman believes that people on both sides of the political spectrum need to come to terms with the fact that climate change is real. However, he stresses that any efforts to combat a warming earth must be done in a way that does not eliminate jobs.
And I would say that there has to be somebody who gets together where we have some kind of nonpartisan commission, not even but nonpartisan technical commission, to look at a long-term plan, right, to deregulate, to allow competition for green energies to actually go hand in hand with fossil fuels.
His opponent, Democrat Leslie Coburn, has major doubts that Riggleman would follow through on any climate control efforts, should he follow through with plans to join the Freedom Caucus.
The people he wants to join in Congress do not believe in climate change. And I don't think that he's going to be able to be a free actor in some of those votes. I think the fact that this country is the only country in the world that has not signed the Paris Accord is very, very worrying.
The two candidates are hoping to fill the seat vacated by Republican Representative Tom Garrett, who announced earlier this year that he will not seek re-election. I'm Nick Gilmore.
And finally, yesterday at James Madison University, as part of its Democracy in Peril forum about current politics, former House Majority Leader Eric Cantor addressed about 75 people, many of them students, gathered in James Madison Hall. WMRA's Christopher Clymer Kurtz reports.
Eric Cantor was a delegate in the Virginia General Assembly for a decade, then spent 13 years in the U.S. House of Representatives, including 4 years as House Majority Leader. After losing his 2014 primary race, he resigned from Congress and became a world-traveling vice chairman of an investment bank. He said before his talk that while there is, quote, stress being put on the institutions of our democracy, democracy is not in peril. He pointed to last week's confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court.
You saw the other justices there at his swearing in. I think that is absolutely a signal that we have our institution of the courts and judiciary intact.
He spoke about topics including the impact of social and online media on current polarization and repeated President Obama's famous words to him back in 2009.
Eric, elections have consequences, and I won, so we're going to do it my way.
Such disregard for compromise with the Republican minority then, said Cantor, helped set the stage for the current polarization and radicalization in public debate. What needs to happen, he said, is for lawmakers to avoid identity politics, to take off their team jerseys and talk about the issues at hand. That message resonated, said Virginia Delegate Republican Tony Wilt afterward.
We can disagree on policy, and maybe that disagreement causes both of us to come back and negotiate on that policy. How can we make that policy better?
The next Democracy in Peril event will feature Dedrick Asante Muhammad, a senior fellow for the Racial Wealth Divide Initiative at Prosperity Now, at 5 o'clock on October 29. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clemmer Kurtz.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. That's the podcast for this Tuesday. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.